Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sisell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill takes first base on ball four. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynisch. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Mostill moves to third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mostill tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball four. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. McNeely reaches second base with a double. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNeely moves to third. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNeely scores. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynisch. Sisell reaches second base with a double. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ma still hits a line drive towards the mound. Blaya Holder reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is hit by the pitch. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Blaya Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaya Holder hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Blaya Holder covering. Safe. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clancy tags and moves to second. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Randy Moore now playing right field. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McNeely hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke is called out on strikes. Two outs. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-1 in the game. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cecil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Browns. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brannan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Brannan moves to second. Two outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-1 in the game. Blaeholder hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McNeely hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. McNeely reaches second base with a double. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. McNeely moves to third. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mainisch hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schulte hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Kress reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-0 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Barrett strikes out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-2 in the game. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-2 in the game. Shang hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Blaya Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaya Holder is 0-for-2 in the game. Blaya Holder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cecil hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-2 in the game. Krause hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Krause reaches second base with a double. Schult throws the ball into O'Rourke, who tags Krause trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. McNeely hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-3 in the game. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Clancy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan fields it and throws to second for the out. Moore scores. One out. It's 5-2, Browns. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bib Fock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fock is 0 for 3 in the game. Fock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Fock reaches second base with a double. Metzler goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Browns. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. Com hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Schult fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Schult. Fox scores. It's 5-4, Browns. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kraus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Com scores. Sissel moves to third. Kraus moves to second. It's White Sox, 5, Browns, 5. Jack Ogden now pitching. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 3 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kress bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Schult moves to second. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Blue hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Brannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Moore reaches second base with a double. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Clancy bunts towards third. O'Rourke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moore moves to third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Metzler hits a line drive towards third. O'Rourke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 3 in the game. Shang hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Guy Sturdy pinch hits for Jack Ogden. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. McNeely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sturdy moves to second. Ollie Sachs pinch runs for Guy Sturdy. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sachs scores. McNeely moves to second. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.